very glad to see so many good friends and new friends. Today is Father's Day. This morning, let us all think about the topic, what is a father's legacy? From the Bible verse we just read, from Psalm 112, verse 1 and 2. I will read it again. It's easy to remember. I hope every brother can remember this. Hallelujah! How happy is the person who fears the Lord, who truly delights in His commandments. The second verse. His descendants will be powerful in the land, a generation of the upright who will be blessed. Look at these two words, how wonderful it is. The Bible reminds us that as fathers are the spiritual leader of the family, we must first be a good role model by praising God regularly. Why should we do that? Because God is a good God. Because God is good. God is the source of all good. He is worthy of our praising. And He loves us so much that He is pleased to give all His blessings to our whole family, both young and old. So not only do we say hallelujah, praise the Lord, and sing us praising Him wholeheartedly in the church, not only do we say hallelujah, praise the Lord wholeheartedly in church, but at home and on the road, you can praise God anytime and anywhere. Besides that, the one who prays the Lord regularly is always joyful, just like our brother Chu. We should also have a reverent heart toward God. If someone asks you, why should we fear God? The reason is simple. If a man does not fear God, he is capable of anything terrible. But do you really think he fears nothing? Actually, all God has to do is to give him a very big thunder and a very bright lightning, which cut a tree around his house into two. I think he will change his mind. So I think fearing the Lord is a fundamental attitude of us, the created ones toward our Creator. Not only that, we should also delight in His commandments. The latest version of the Chinese Bible translates this as we ardently love His words. We ardently love His words. Why should we ardently love His words? Because only the word of God is true. Truth never changes. And truth is absolute. Our Chinese saying always says, everyone has his own reason. Especially when there's a fight between a couple. The wife says his reason, the husband says his reason. No one knows who is right. But that's That's the excuse of humans. Someone put it well. Circumstances change. Attitudes change. Even science changes. It seems that people, events, and things are all ever-changing. But only the truth of God never changes. And God's word helps us a lot in our daily life. God's word gives us direction when we are lost. God's word gives us hope when we are negative. Sometimes when we are very depressed because of our work environment and some news from the whole society, especially under these circumstances, God's word gave us hope. We all have times of weakness. God's word gave us strength in times of our weakness. And when we are facing temptation, as you know, there are a lot of temptations, different kinds of them. So we really need to pray for the young people. So when we face temptation, God's word helps us resist the sinful desires. Therefore, the word of God is powerful. And God is willing to speak to us. And God's word has power, not like our words. So, may the Lord help us to know this. We should always do these three things: praise God, fear God, and love His word. When you are willing to practicing all these three things, what happens? Let's see the promise in verse 2. His descendants will be powerful in the land, a generation of the upright who will be blessed. This verse mentions two different words, descendants and generation, which means that your descendants will be blessed from generation to generation. Wow, this is awesome. This is the best blessing, and you cannot earn it with earthly things. Not only your child, but your grandchild, your descendants from generation to generation. Our Lord promised that when we regularly praise God, fear God, and love His word, He will bless your descendants. Today is Father's Day. Let us encourage one another. Let today be the beginning of a breakthrough. As a father, we should lead our family to praise the Lord and practice what we are taught. Because kids do what their parents do. If children see their parents as true Christians no matter at home, in church, or in any place, their lives will be impacted tremendously and positively. And together with their parents, they will experience a lot of God's amazing grace. The more we experience God, the more we trust Him. Not only is He willing to speak to us, but also give us plenty of opportunities to experience His wonderful work. No wonder someone says that knowing God is the best blessing, is the best blessing in life. Now let us review the order of salvation together. Let us see the upper left of this chart. First, God creates human, angel, and everything. Then, one-third of the angels fell. Then Adam and Eve fell. Then sin came into the world. You can take a picture of this chart. It's very helpful when you are preaching the gospel to your family and your friends. By this chart, you can talk about the salvation for a long time. After humans fall, God sent His only Son, Jesus, to the world. You can see the red cross in the middle of the chart. It represents our Lord Jesus gave His life for us. Then we see a calling from outside, which is the gospel. You need to know what is the gospel. And you may touch by the Holy Spirit inside. So we can see the calling from outside, which is the gospel, and the inside touch by the Holy Spirit work together. If you are willing, if you want to repent and believe the Lord, you will be born again. Then you will be God's children, which is followed by His growth. And in the end, you will receive glory and victory. And we all know that one day the Lord will come again. That is God's promise. When the Lord returns, there is a life book. If your name is on the life book, you are blessed. But if your name is not on the life book, you all know the result. It's just a brief review of gospel and salvation, the order. If you are still not very clear about the order of the salvation, we have a lot of simple brochures in the hallway outside. The first brochure I want to introduce is the free gift of eternal life. It is it has been elaborately designed by experts. It lists the 5 key points so you can see them at a glance. It reminds me of the time 30 years ago when I graduated from seminary. Jesus took me out of California to go to a church in Oklahoma, mainly consisted of students. At that time, Pastor Zhao in the church was very experienced in teaching students. As for Christians, no one doesn't know what is gospel. But when it comes to preach the gospel, it seemed very difficult to encourage them to do that. So what is the solution? Pastor Zhao encouraged two students practice with each other. This opportunity helps them to practice the three key points. After practice with one person, you may have to make some modification or improvement, and then find two more different people to practice with. This is fun and very helpful. I think church in North America do need this kind of a practice. As you know, all brothers and sisters here know what is the gospel, but when you ask him to preach the gospel, it seems very difficult for them. So let us not only hear the words, but be willing to practice it. The more you practice, you will be more mature spiritually. May God help us. What you learn. Another booklet is, Do I Have the Assurance? Let me ask you. Brothers and sisters, if you think you have been saved, do you have the assurance? I encourage you to keep a few copies of this booklet in your Bible, in your car, and in your purse, so that you can use them anytime. When you are willing, you just put a few copies of these booklets in your Bible, your car, and your purse. Then you can use it anytime. The Lord sees it. It pleases the Lord, actually. It's our calling to preach the gospel. Do you have the assurance? There are five points, key points. You should first seek him. Second, recognize him. Third, confess to him. Fourth, believe in him. And fifth, receive him. That's all. Sometimes I know you are willing to preach the gospel, but you just don't know how to start. And in which and with what kind of method you can use this five key point to start. It's just the practice. After you bring them to the Lord, we still need to follow up and help them to walk with God. To walk with God. This is the first one. We should also examine ourselves. Do we walk with God? Only when we are walking with God, you can lead others to walk with God. You can briefly explain to them what is to walk with God. The second point is draw near to God. As for us Christians, we should have a daily devotion. If before the pandemic, like your spiritual life is just like a 60s grade, then after the pandemic, we should have a goal that we will reach 70 to 80 grades. If you doesn't have a daily devotion, you will barely praise God, fear God, or love His word. When we have the willingness to preach the gospel, your spiritual life will be mature, and you will have a bigger growth in the Lord. You should apply what you learn and to be a good soldier of Christ. It's a very important practice. Now I mentioned that Emmanuel is the Lord with that is always be with you. The gospel is a good news, which has a lot to do with us, and it's our duty and obligation to tell more people about the good news of the Lord Jesus. Brothers and sisters, when we really want to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all the things we need will be added to us. Let me emphasize that again. When you are willing to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all the things we need will be added to us. Because God is a faithful God. There are millions of God's children have already experienced God's amazing grace. Moreover, the book of Romans reminds us that how beautiful are the seeds of those who preach the good news. Do you want to be a person who preaches the good news? As I grow old, I found this, which is very interesting. When I was young, we focused more on the outside appearance of the people. But later, when I get older, I noticed that the real beauty is from the inside of a person, which includes their kindness to listen to what you need, and they are gentle. Now I know that kind of our true beauty. I'm seeing that if you have a good, very beautiful appearance, have a good look outside, it's a good thing. But you should focus more on your inside beauty, which is the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit changes our inner life. Therefore, as fathers, we do have this responsibility. We need to have a breakthrough. Now I'd like to introduce the book, which is called Calling Fathers to Arise. The author of this book was brought up by a single mother. Since he lacked the role model and guidance from his father, for a long time, his life was dissolute. It wasn't until he was 20 years old, when he knew Jesus, that his life changed dramatically. So based on his own personal experience, he called on all fathers to arise. Be a real man. Love their wives wholeheartedly. And take the responsibility of shepherding their children. Only in this way can a Christianized family be built up. The author lamented that more than 25% of children in the United States are now growing up in single-parent households. In other words, one of the four children is now grown up in a single parent household. So these children have no father to guide them in the most important stage of their life. Later, these 25 million children won't know God. And when they grow up, there will be a lot of problems in their marriage. And there will be more family that will broke. The situation will get worse and worse. Every family is the most basic and important unit in society. If every family is happy and harmonized, the whole society will be in harmony. So may God help us see the severity of this problem. Every generation needs their spiritual fathers who have the courage and wisdom to rise up and lead their families. As a father himself must first be strong and courageous and be able to press on boldly, so let today be the beginning of a breakthrough. A few weeks ago, I received a mail and some leaflets from a Jehovah Witness. When I see this material, I know what it is. There are over 100 homes in my neighborhood. I'm sure every family has received this. This phenomenon tells us that how desperately they are preaching the heresy. Through all kinds of different methods, no matter it's mail to your mailbox or direct knocking on your door, they are so ardently preach of time to preach their heresy. We should have this kind of willingness to preach us, to preach the real gospel. So in these end times, parents at home, Sunday school teachers at church, and group leaders, we all need to bond with one another. Only in this way, we will be able to walk together to help more gospel friends to connect with them. It's not a routine, just say hello to everyone. We should connect with them. May God help us to know the life of a real Christian. The life of a real Christian is focused on Jesus. When we receive Jesus as our Savior, He is the Lord of our daily life. Let us see the most recent issue of Christian Life Quarterly. It shares the story of the writer's daughter who is currently studying in a public school. It is also one of the universities where liberalism prevails. Fortunately, her daughter had been taught the difference between creationism and evolution from an early age. And she has no doubt about the Bible. Although her test scores are negatively affected by losing marks on these controversial topics, it has not shaken her faith in the Lord. And even more commendably, she actively shares her faith in Christ with her classmates. Brothers and sisters, this is the kind of young people we need to do our best to cultivate. We should not be affected by the worldly thoughts. We know that God created everything, and we are created in His image. Your children and you may have pressure on this. May God bless you and strengthen your faith in the Lord. We know that our Lord has gained a perfect victory, who has risen from the dead, has triumphed over the power of Satan, over the dominion of darkness. Today, Christians who have been born again and saved all have the Holy Spirit indwelling in them. We are assured that the one in us is greater than the one outside. We are assured that the one in us is greater than the one outside. The Holy Spirit indwelling in us is greater than the dominion of darkness. So we are all victors. We can gain victory every day. Let's encourage one another and tell them, you are the victor. we are the real victors. I just want to have a little bit of sharing. A lot of friends on Facebook, one are marveled at that I am 17 years old man. Why am I so active and have so much energy to do all God's work? As you know, we have a team, including our brother Jack. Thank God that I still have the energy to work for the Lord. So the last thing I want to mention that, do you want your children and your grandchildren all be blessed by God? Let us remember today's Bible verse. Let us read together in Psalm 112, verse 1 and 2. Hallelujah! How happy is the person who fears the Lord, who truly delights in his commandments. His descendant will be powerful in the land. A generation of the upright will be blessed. May God help us to have this kind of knowledge and practice. Today's topic is the best legacy of a father. It has three key points. Praise the Lord, fear the Lord, love his words. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you that you give your word through Psalm 112. Your words brighten us. May your Holy Spirit continue to help us. Add our faith, hope, and love. May you bless everyone who worships you wholeheartedly. Also, glory be to God. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.